show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Mr. Casey Barnes, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us, Casey. I, for one, love a bit of country filtered into our mainly pop radio station here. I love it. I love Lady Antebellum. I love, you know, all these little bits and pieces of Taylor Swift that come through that are still country-esque. How much kind of pop influence do you have to try to make that happen?
Yeah, well, good question. And it's on that note, it is so nice to see, you know, commercial radio playing a bit of country now. It's yeah. So good. But I grew up listening to everything from country to pop to rock and you name it. So I guess, you know, I've got a real mix of all of those. And this new sound that we've got seems to be working really well. And it's sort of country meets pop. And
yeah.
It's just nice.
It's crossover.
And fun.
I love that those lines are blurred though, Casey, because we're sort of similar ages. And when we were young, like country music was country music, and it was either about like one of three things. A broken heart.
Yep.
Yes.
A lost dog.
A lost dog. Or usually we'd have a ute or something, or a truck of some sort in the lyrics. And that was country music. But now, like, the lines are so blurred and it's so nice to hear.
It is. And I think, you know, it's just great to hear actual real instruments. You know, a lot of stuff that's out there these days is pretty electronic and programmed. And it's nice to hear some stuff that's getting played that's got real guitars and drums and stuff in it. But no, it means a lot that you guys are playing the new one.
So you can actually play the guitar. You're not like Joe Exotic, who in his film clip just sort of the Tiger King, who just pretended to strum.
Or what was it, Nick Jonas at the Grammys where they cross? Have you seen that clip where they cross to him doing the solo and he just totally bungs it in the middle of the? Have you seen?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah, but it sounds perfect. It's like a few years ago.
Sinking issue.
I don't know if you guys remember, but a few years ago, Ashley Simpson,
yes.
who was Jessica Simpson's younger sister, she was singing live on Saturday Night Live, Casey, and she dropped the microphone. She actually dropped the microphone, but miraculously, the vocals continued.
Weird.
They didn't stop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I promise you, if you come to one of our shows that we've got coming up, that will not happen. I assure you that none of that business goes on.
If you drop the mic, everything will stop. I need to ask you, Casey, you've actually performed alongside Mariah Carey. How was that? And is it true that you're not allowed to look her in the eye?
It is true. Oh, not that part. Not that part.
God, the eye part's not true, but you did perform with her. I see.
I did perform with her, and it was an experience. It was fun. She does have her entourage, and you know, we it was for a day on the green, and basically, you know, she rocks up literally moments before her show, and her whole posse of cars, you know, roll in, and she comes up side stage, and we got to meet her briefly, and then she had her nanny who was looking after her kids, who could seriously double as her security guard. This lady was huge, and it was like, you don't want to mess with her. But, you know, it was a great experience, and definitely won't forget that.
Good on you, Casey. Well, you're so down to earth. You've just been on the up and up, and we love you so much. And I know you thanked us for playing your song, but, mate, thank you for letting us. We just love it so much. And see this guy live in concert. You can see him in Mackay, Rocky, Townsville, Cairns. He was just in Toowoomba last Friday. He's playing all over the place. Get your tickets right now. Casey Barnes, thank you so much for your time, mate. Good luck.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me. The Hit Breakfast Show.